Sports Hub Headlines.
Celtics couldn't finish it off against the Pacers last night. They had a big lead. Then they came back from a 9-point deficit late, but all in all, the result, 99-97 loss to the Pacers at the TD Garden. Kyrie Irving didn't play in the second half due to a sore knee. Brad Stevens?
We would have done that anyways coming into tonight's game if we thought that that was going to be the kid way it was tonight, like at the end of the day, for sure. If he doesn't feel 100%, then we need to have him sit. And so I think that that's something that, you know, we've all talked about, and it was why he didn't come back in.
Celtics stay home, take on the Wizards on Wednesday night. The Bruins had home and homes against the Blackhawks over the weekend. They won the one at the Garden, dropped the one in Chicago yesterday, 3-1. Brad Marchand did not play. Upper body was listed with. Of course, Patrice Bergeron, Charlie McAvoy, David Backes were all out. Anton Khudobin picked up the loss in net. Next up, the road trip continues against Carolina on Wednesday. Brackets are set for the men's college basketball tournament. Virginia, Xavier, Villanova, Kansas are your top seeds. Miami Dolphins planning to release Ndamukong Suh. Multiple sources telling us that now. And Tiger Woods nearly forced a playoff at the Valspar Championship yesterday, but ended up one stroke back of the winner, Paul Casey. Tiger tied for second with Patrick Reed. Headlines are brought to you by Drs. Robert Leonard and Matthew Lepresti. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
98.5 The Sports Hub gets you up.
Hello, Mr. Danny.
Good morning.
I'm not telling you anything you didn't know.
Gets you home.
They don't have a dominating personality.
Not the The team thinks he's going to be stuck.
Toucher and Rich. Felger and Mad. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This offseason is going to be about my family, and they deserve it. There's more to think about than just me, and I think that's what you commit to when you have a family, and they commit a lot to me. You know, that obviously goes both ways.
These last 2 years have been very challenging for him in so many ways, and I think he just want, you know, he tells me, I love it so much, and I just want to go to work and feel appreciated and have fun.
To hear her, Giselle, redo this song. Like to have fun. She travels now, too, last time I checked. She's away a lot. She travels more than him.
How do you know that?
He talked about it today on the interview with Strahan. She's got a lot of jobs. She's trying to save the world. She's always going somewhere.
It's a catchy tune, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Can't turn it off.
Can't.
One of those ones. It's like when a song by the Carpenters comes on.
Why is it just girls? Like, boys like to have fun. I saw her in a commercial over the weekend.
This song?
No.
She doesn't look good.
Oh. Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper?
Some kind of a skin treatment thing. Did anybody else see that? And it's her and like a couple
probably
of random...
Probably golf.
Random people, shut up,
shut
Jim.
Up, Jim.
Yeah, if it were on during the selection show, you would have seen it.
Yeah. Make sure where you could go to is URI rally. Maybe it'll light some pallets on fire down in a quad. Suck down some Narragansetts.
617-779-0985 is promised. Write to your calls. On Tom Brady, George in Tewksbury. George.
Hello, George.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. I take it a little more of a different view with the last show on TV and today's interview with Michael. I'm looking at it just a little different where his illness of his mother, he's probably looking a little more about family and what, how they mean to him. Plus, also, with the Strahan interview today, I can't see anyone getting any other idea than the passion of his life is football. And so, and the other thing about the last the last show, TV show, was the questions that he has to ask himself. He obviously is asking his wife. They're both asking each other. I look at it like his wife is not traveling as much as she would like to, and his kids are going to be older in a couple more years where she can go. He won't have to change diapers, and he'll know, hey, I gave, you know, she gave up a lot when their kids were young, and now I'm going to give up some when I'm going to retire from football.
Okay, you know your timeline is messed up on a couple of things. One, his mom was sick for a few years, and that goes back a few years.
That's doing well now.
It's not a new development. She's doing better now, as O just said. The other thing is I hope his kids aren't still in diapers.
No, he's talking about her traveling. And I may agree with him there, where she may want him on the road with him,
with her.
You know what I'm saying? Like when she goes to Costa Rica or she goes to Brazil, whatever she's pushing, she probably wants him on the road with the kids, with her. Like, follow me around now. Seems like a lot of her stuff kind of collides and coincides with his stuff. I mean, they have people to take care of the kids. This is not an issue, but it's just, I think she wants everybody together. She seems like the one at like, the big village family. Everybody together.
And have fun.
Have fun. Forget the fun. God, let's talk about the feel appreciated.
Money to have fun.
Feel appreciated. He's feeling underappreciated.
Well, he says he wants to feel appreciated. Is that the same thing as feeling underappreciated?
Well, I'm reading into it that it means he's not feeling as appreciated as he would like to be.
I'm just taking Tom versus Time at its words. That's it.
So, you guys are giving me a headache. A real freaking headache.
John in New Hampshire. Okay. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. I think it was Hardy talking about Brady going to work like the rest of us, working 6 days a week because he has to. And I agree with him 100%. We all go to work. We go because we have to. The difference, though, I think he misses the rest of the point. You do that. We all do that till we have enough money. Then we don't have to. Then everything changes. We only go when it's fun or if we haven't achieved something. And I think that's where he is. If he may have more to achieve, but maybe he's achieved enough. He's certainly got the money. It's different. So Hardy's right to a point.
Okay, how many people, whatever job you do, that you're the best, say you're the best in the world at what you do, which a lot of people think he is, like Hardy.
We are.
Number one show.
All of us.
Yeah. Like, you, who walks out on top like that? See, that's the problem. It'd be different if he's got, and they got more money than anybody's ever going to see or have.
It happens so rarely in sports.
Except, you know what I mean?
It's so rare.
It's hard to walk away on top.
John's right about this.
He said, I look
around the league. Tom Brady doesn't go to work every day to support himself anymore.
No, he doesn't.
His days are long gone.
Yeah, well,
he's not going there to make money anymore. I mean, he probably wants to make as much as he can just for the sake of wanting to make as much as he possibly can. But he's not doing it for the money or to support himself, which is different than most people in this world.
A lot of players don't. I mean, we're talking about Nate Solder. You know, if he's been good with his money, he doesn't need to go to work. He doesn't have to work again. Right now, he can stop.
Speaking of which, we need to update you on a rumor. There is a tweet from Mike Giardi, NBC Sports Boston. He says, interest in Nate Solder has unsurprisingly been off the charts today. Texans and Broncos would appear at the head of the class, and then he puts, in addition to the Pats. Texans. Broncos, head of the class.
He likes, he's a mountain kid, too. He likes to go sleep in tents up in the woods.
He went to Colorado.
He went to Colorado, familiar with the area. Loves that crunchy stuff.
Mullets. Likes mullets. Born in Denver. He's from, he went to Buena Vista High School. Buena Vista, Colorado. Yep.
Wow.
Population.
You remember that kid?
2,600. The population of the town where he grew up in.
Yeah, that kid, Garrett Bolth. He's the one who held that baby up at the draft. Remember, like, Lion King? He got drafted, like, a year or two ago. A wacko.
Last year.
Yeah. You know what he makes a year? $11 million.
What?
No, I'm sorry. Shoot.
No.
I'll look at that now. Oh, my God. What are you looking at? Heart attack.
What are you rookie looking at? 20th pick, not making $11 million.
What are you looking at? Please.
Okay, in the meantime, let's go to Lee and Quincy. Hi, Lee.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
First career, Nate Solder. I bet he doesn't go anywhere. I mean, his son's treated here. I don't think they would uproot I know money's money, but I have a feeling for the continuity of his son's care, they'd probably stay here. That's my guess on that. But as far as the Brady thing, I feel like it's just his process. I mean, he's super intense. He doesn't, like, I think Giselle said, like, years ago in an interview, like, it's really bad at home when he loses. Like, he doesn't talk to anybody for a couple of days. And I think he's just, now there's a camera in front of his face, and everybody has a pity party when they lose, and they start questioning everything, and I want to be appreciated and stuff. I think it's just his process, and now there's just a camera in front of his face, so maybe everyone else gets to see it.
Maybe, Lee, but Giselle also said that he's been better after this one than any of the other losses, that he didn't take this one as hard.
You know, and maybe to that last caller's point, and I know you said you got a timeline wrong. I mean, things may be a bit in more perspective for him since his mother recovered and stuff like that. I think sometimes when you go through things like that, you do put things in a different perspective. So maybe he doesn't get as down as he used to because he's grateful for a lot more that he has. But I feel like just the questioning thing is just, it's a lot of people's process, but now it's just in front of the world because he's got this camera in front of him.
That is true. He didn't have a camera in front of him the last time that he did this. He lost a Super Bowl.
He's been much better this time than the other times, you know? Yeah. But I feel that, you know, now their dad's job has finished, and now actually they're really happy because they get more of their dad. You know, they never get their dad.
Kids are happy, and he's happy. He's not as down after this loss as he was after some others. Changed man, matured way of thinking with Tom Brady.
You think Brady needs to watch McCourty's video to know what it would be like, or do you think he already has an idea?
Oh, boy. Oh, I think
remember
he has an
McCourty's
idea.
Video walking through the supermarket. Yeah, I got friends who have retired and retiring, and I thought I'd, you know, just let them know what it's like. I've been here in the grocery store for 2 hours.
Tom Brady's never going back to the grocery store.
No,
put one of those masks on. He can walk around.
I think Tom Brady already has a notion of what it would be like if he's not going to work every day.
Yeah, it'd be so hard, like, you know, surfing on the beach in Costa Rica every day or something. Give me a break.
That's expensive, bro.
What?
It's got to be expensiver.
Yeah, he's got it.
He's got a nice
house.
He's
got the money.
Hey, on his Garrett Bowles point, where I screwed up with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, you screwed that one up royally. Why do you keep going back to this?
Both tackles combined. Garrett Bowles makes $2.4 million a year. The other tackle makes $480,000
a year. Okay, that's a little different than $11 million, right?
You got a player for Nate, folks.
There you go.
They are the Denver Broncos.
Okay, very good. 617-779-0985. Brady's thoughts on the end of his career being near or far, however you want to interpret that. Also, OJ was on TV last night. We mentioned it last week. We got to kind of circle back to that this week. All that's coming up.
The joy of the hot dog.
Boom. Like, I win. Like, yeah.
But he has the ability to get skinny in the hole.
I know. I want to get it out.
Highly underrated piece of news.
Beetle and Zell.
Sports Hub host for the most.
98.5 Sports Hub.
We'll get to OJ from last night coming up. First, Adam in Rhode Island. Hey, Adam.
What's up, guys? What's up, Del?
Hi.
What's up, right. Adam?
Yeah, I think Brady wants to outlive Belichick over in Foxborough. And what do you think about the Saints still trying to pick up Malcolm?
I think there's something going on still that they need to figure out.
Who?
Between Bill and Brady. That off-season meeting. That thing needs to happen.
If it didn't already happen.
Maybe it did. It may have happened. But it needed to be if it already has gone down.
Yeah. The Butler stuff, it's just institutional knowledge. I already had him in last year. So you already know they already have interest. You got a damn good rookie going into his second year. He can play. That'd be a good pairing for him. Get better on defense. They should have been in the NFC Championship game. Make a freaking play. Jesus, tackle the guy in bounds. They're not going to win that. Saints should advance. They had a good team last year. They got more problems. They got a bigger problem signing Drew Brees back.
I was going to say, do you feel like the Saints won the Brandon Cooks deal? That's not to say it was a bad, by the way. That means it doesn't mean it's a bad trade for the Patriots.
I can't say that because I need to see Cooks what they expected Cooks to see. Cooks was like Dante Stallworth.
Well, nobody gave up a first round pick for Dante Stallworth.
I'm not saying first round pick. You know what I'm saying? As far as the way you structure your offense. Brandon Cooks was never really going to be a one or a two.
It's like Brandon Lloyd. Gonna be, like a nice little extra piece.
It's him on the outside, just run fast. And every once in a while, we're going to pop the top off someone, and you're going to go get it. This thing's structured to be about Edelman and Gronkowski. And you sprinkle in Hogan and Danny Amendola. If Cooks is just that outside guy, you got to worry about, that can run a freaking 4-3. That's what he was brought here for. Get some speed. They didn't have any speed on the outside. They had to win that Super Bowl last year on the outside because they muddied the middle, and it was Hogan and Mitchell that had to win on the outside. And they're not fast guys. Good route runners, but Mitchell's not a fast guy. He's just got strong hands, long arms. So I think Cooks is incomplete right now because on a numbers, from a number standpoint, he put up decent numbers. 1,100 yards, 65 targets, right? 7 touchdowns. There's something about it from a spacing standpoint where, boy, you just don't trust him throwing the ball in holes. You really don't. You really don't. It doesn't seem like on the inside stuff and the zone stuff. This goes back to Buffalo. Remember the blowout with McDaniels on the sideline? He was throwing that ball to Cooks, and it was deep zone. And there was a hole in the middle, and he just kept running like it was a man route across the field. And Brady threw it 2 yards behind him. And that was a big third down late in that game. And they were just breaking Brady's play. He's like, at some point, it's got to click for him. That's probably what he gave back to Josh. Like, Jesus H, it's freaking zone. Settle in the hole. He catches it and walks in. He would have caught that ball and walked in.
You had him wide open down there, you know.
I know!
They ended up taking a left tackle with that pick, by the way. The Saints did.
I see what you're doing.
So not think of it that way with the shoulder thing out there. Maybe that's another way to think about it.
Right. What was Tony Garcia taking? Third round? Fourth round? What was he?
Yeah, third or fourth.
Third, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but he's 50 pounds lighter with the health problem.
I'm just talking about their vision at the time.
Right.
Their vision.
No, but they already re-up Cannon. They re-up Fleming. And they have Waddle, and they drafted this kid.
All I know is that left tackle has been a very consistent position in New England for some time. Mm-hmm. Nate Solder, preceded by Matt Light. Matt Light was a second-round pick. Nate Solder, a first-round pick.
Is it amazing that you basically have had two kickers, two quarterbacks, two left tackles through this run? Yeah. Brady's been here for most of it, but...
Throwing Bruce Armstrong, that's basically three guys for the last, 25,
true,
30
Jim.
Years?
Yeah, I mean, there was a small gap between Light and Armstrong, right? A couple of years in there.
But doesn't it go to show you how important that position is?
Maybe not. No, Matt Light was 2001.
Did Bruce Armstrong play for Belichick the first year?
Yes, he did.
He won three. Yeah, so there's no separation.
Nope. Matt Light won 3 Super Bowls.
That is something.
Yeah.
Bruce Armstrong, a favorite of Scott Zolak. So you got to go back to 1987 was when Bruce Armstrong came into the league as a first-round pick. Left tackle. You got to go back 30 years to the last time this team didn't have a consistent presence at left tackle.
And the 1 year Solder was hurt was that year that Von Miller was all over Brady and DeMarcus Ware and those guys.
In the
AFC Championship
AFC game. Title game in Denver. Yeah, when he got hammered. Best part of today's... Tom versus Time, I guess, is this our fun, most fun part. They call Gronk on the car ride home.
Oh, that is fun.
After the
AFC Championship game, Giselle and Tom
driving
home.
The one he got knocked
home.
Out in?
This is like when I call Hardy and he's got his kids in the car.
Oh, God,
I call Hardy,
and
Hardy's like, hey, just so you know, kids are in the car, so I don't
see
anything inappropriate.
Your kids haven't heard it.
I was thinking this is going to be more like me calling you on my way to the divisional championship game, thinking I was going to stop by the hospital, come to find out you were already home. So probably they're calling to check in on Gronk. What hospital are you in? Are you okay? Is he at home? Let's find out. Let's listen to it.
Continue to rewrite history.
Is Gronk going to be okay for the next
FaceTiming?
He should be. Hey. How you doing, babe? How you doing?
Man, you're an animal, too. Nice job.
No, you're a animal. Just so you know that.
How you feeling, honey?
I'm feeling way better. I just actually laid down for an hour and a half.
That was a miracle of us winning without you out there, just so you know. That was a miracle.
Unbelievable. Dude, how does Danny get so good in the playoffs?
That was unreal.
How does Danny get so good in the playoffs, man? Oh, that's so great.
I just laid down.
Tom did have a theory on that one.
That is so great. Oh, what is it?
Brady put it out there. I want Amendola back.
Gronk could do movies as Rocky's son.
How you feeling, honey?
I love that.
Remember when Rocky had the kid with Adrian?
Yeah.
You don't know what the kid turned into. It could be Gronk. He'd come back in like Rocky 7.
No, we know.
Do.
That man, you're an animal, too. Nice job.
No, you're a animal. Just so you know that.
How you feeling, honey?
No, you're an animal. No, you're the animal.
You're crazy.
How can I be the man? You the man. You the man, the man, the man, the man.
You the animal.
I love you. Take care of your house.
Is Gronk going to be okay for the next game?
What's that dude?
What is he, in France? What kind of phone ring is that?
She's using her Brazilian
phone. It's the FaceTime audio feature.
That's a satellite phone? Brazilian cell phones you can buy.
He probably gets free calling on Facebook, FaceTime audio, right? Oh, that's Facebook FaceTime, two different things.
I don't know, Jim. I don't know, Jim.
It was a Facebook message call.
Trying to connect everything.
Shut up! Is Gronk going to be okay for the next game?
Just give me her asking him if he's okay. That a million times, please.
How you feeling, honey?
How you feeling, honey?
I love that.
Stop it.
I love that. Every time Arnie gets cranky, I want to play that for him.
How you feeling, honey?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. I'm okay.
I want to play that.
I just laid down for an hour and a half.
Every time Arnie gets cranky, I want that soundbite.
It's kind of my job to watch it. I don't know if I can watch this.
How you feeling, honey?
I don't think I can watch. Down.
Took a nap
all of this. I don't know.
Ate a sandwich, took a nap.
I'll watch it for my man G. You know, I'll do it for Gotham. I know he put a lot of work into it. But, oof.
So, OJ. OJ. Got to get to OJ. We'll do it next.
Hold on, because I'm starting to think he was innocent.
Wait a second.
You liar.
We have
you liar. And Hardy,
breaking news.
Hardy has some Celtics news here.
We have season-ending knee surgery
for a
Celtics player.
Here it is.
Sports Hub headlines.
Yes, a Celtic will be done for the year when he undergoes season-ending surgery. Daniel Theis has a torn meniscus.
How you feeling, honey?
My knee hurts. I'm going to have season-ending surgery. Thank you for asking. Daniel Theis, done for the year for the Green.
Going to be okay for the next game?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to play until next season. And even then, I can't tell you who I'm going to be playing for. I'm Daniel Theis, for crying out loud. The Celtics lost to the Pacers 99-97 last night. They'll stay home and play the Wizards on Wednesday night. Bruins lost to the Blackhawks in Chicago, splitting the home-and-home series. 3-1 the final. Road trip continues Wednesday against Carolina. Dolphins planning to release defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh. Tiger Woods almost forcing a playoff at the Valspar Championship. Came up one stroke short, finished in a tie for second with Patrick Reed behind the winner, Paul Casey. Headlines are brought to you by Nairobi at Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. With your purchase this week, receive Nairobi cash at Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports.
How you see me, honey?
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
You think they have a big hole?
I think they have a big hole.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Colts are in on Deion Lewis. That's one of the latest tweets. Mike Giardi, good follow this time of year. OJ was on TV last night.
Well, not really.
He was on TV, was he not?
From 12 years ago.
Okay, but he was on TV last night.
All right.
The interview was taped 12 years ago, but he was on TV. And let me tell you, I came away from that thinking that the man was even more of a psycho than I already thought he was.
It creeped me out.
Is that bad?
I remember going back, and I remember the entire trial. We raced home, like I said, I told you, we would have watch parties after workouts to watch the trial in my old condo. And I came away from that last night feeling even more uncomfortable. Like, how can you sit there?
But remember, he did not testify during his trial.
No, I know that. But he's looking around the room. He's laughing at everything. Like, what's funny? What's so funny?
He does have a very, what's the word I'm looking for? He's got a nervous laughter that he does.
Oh, it's so like, creepy.
He's moving in the chair.
Frequently.
Again, it's hypothetical.
You're like, what?
Like, well, I remember this, and I think this is one of the things we're going to listen to.
Yeah, let's play a couple clips.
If you're one of these experts watching him, the body language is a dead giveaway. I mean,
I don't know that it is. I think he's a sociopath. I don't think you can tell much from the body language, though. But I remember when this book came out, If I Did It, right? And his whole hypothetically thing. What's the point of this?
I don't know.
What? Okay, yeah, the point of putting it in a book is to sell a bunch of books, which, by the way, you didn't make a dime for, Juice, Brainiac. You knew that every dime you made outside of your pension was going to go to the Goldmans. So I don't know what you did that
for. No, I think he's dumb enough that he thought he might make a dime off it.
But for him to redo this, to do this again, verbally, to do the whole hypothetically, what's the point? I'm asking a question, a legitimate question. What's the point of him doing this? Why did he do this? Why did he go through the hypothetical, if I did it, this is how I did it,
attention.
And this is what happened?
Attention. I think he craves attention, too.
Oh, my God. It's bizarre.
It is. If your wife was so savagely murdered like that, the mother of your children, you should want to go hide in a closet somewhere and never speak to anybody.
Hey, Zoe, how about you don't want to imagine what it would be like if you did it, hypothetically? He not only did it in print, but he did it sitting down in this interview, which finally aired last night.
Which one do we want to play first, Jim? We got two that we want to get to.
Kind of the part leading up to the day of, and then this Charlie character when he arrived at the
house. Nobody knows who Charlie is, but here it is.
So we kind of hooked up together, and I'm kind of broad stroking this. We go over, get in the Bronco and go over.
Let's just go back and do the details. Where did you park?
I'll see the detail.
You park
in the hypothetical.
I'm sorry. I heard that last night, and I heard it again today. What does he say about details? I'm not going to do details.
I think that's what he said.
Go back and do the details. Where did you park?
See the detail.
You park
in the hypothetical in the alley.
You park in the alley.
Yeah.
And you put on a wool cap and gloves.
In the hypothetical, I put on a cap and gloves.
Right. Yeah. And you reached under the seat for
A knife. I always kept a knife in the car for the crazies and stuff because you can't travel with a gun. And I remember Charlie saying, "You ain't bringing that." And I didn't, right? But I believe he took it.
Charlie took the knife?
Yeah.
Charlie's murder.
In the book.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the back gate, you go through the back gate.
Yes.
And it was open or broken or?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I go to the front and I'm looking to see what's going on. And I can see that it appears, like Nicole had candles all the time. She really did to keep her overhead down, I think.
Keep her overhead down?
Yeah.
Should she have candles going to keep the lights off?
In the hypothetical.
Problem play.
So she was a frontier woman.
Well, she had problem paying the light bill, is what he's saying. Keep the overhead down.
He's certifiable, man. Nuts. Absolutely crazy.
In the hypothetical, we lay it out in broad strokes.
How about this, though?
How we're going to murder her. Who even entertains
nobody.
This
him.
As a hypothetical?
Him. A murderer does.
Yeah, him.
Who's trying to concoct some story that involves another guy being there.
But I believe he took it.
Charlie
took the knife.
Yeah.
Chuck.
In the book.
What is it? I don't get it. I believe he took it. He's remembering a hypothetical?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
In the book.
So that's what he's referring to.
He took the knife in the book.
In the book.
In the book.
So everything that he can't remember is what he wrote about in the book.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, well, that helps. That explains it a little bit for me. A tiny bit.
And then there's basically the confession.
This is very difficult for me to do this.
I'm sure it is.
It's very difficult for me because it's hypothetical. I know and I accept the fact that people are going to feel whatever way they're going to feel.
There it is. Hypothetical. Funny. Stop. Stop.
That's so funny.
That is the creepy, nervous laugh, Hardy. That is it right there. Creepy OJ laugh.
It is funny.
In the book, the hypothetical is...
Charlie.
This guy, Charlie, shows up. The guy who I recently become friends with. And I don't know why you had been by Nicole's house, but it told me you wouldn't believe what's going on over there. And I remember thinking, well, whatever's going on over there has got to stop, right? In the hypothetical, I put on cap and gloves.
Right. Yeah. And... you reached under the seat for
A knife. I always kept a knife in the car for the crazies and stuff because you can't travel with a gun. And I remember Charlie saying, you ain't bringing that. And I didn't, right? But I believe he took it. As things got heated, I just remember Nicole fell and hurt herself. And this guy kind of got into a karate thing. And I said, well, you think you can kick my ass? And I remember I grabbed a knife. I do remember that portion, taking a knife from Charlie. And to be honest, after that, I don't remember. Except I'm standing there and there's all kind of stuff around. And
what kind of stuff?
Butt and stuff around. I hate to say this, but this is not
Right.
I know we got to back up again.
Right. That's okay. I want to back
this
up.
This is hard. This is hard.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I want to back up.
I'll try to make people think that I'm.
Because there was a moment of truth there where he's saying, I don't remember. Oh, but again, this is a hypothetical. This isn't real, everybody. This is all made up.
It's hysterical. It really is.
What?
That's so funny.
Crazy. It is. It's bad to think that, you know, he was not convicted of it.
How do you sit there?
This guy's still around.
How do you can sit never there as a be member? Can't be convicted of it ever
can't,
again?
Can't no. do him three times? How do you sit there as a member
twice.
Of that jury?
Double jeopardy.
Double jeopardy, not triple jeopardy.
How many?
That's right.
Well, no, he did the
civil trials. Criminal.
He did both. Different. He did both. Can't try him again for anything.
This person is a member of society. Again.
How do you turn him loose? How do you sit there if you're on that jury watching it last night? Christopher Darden's there. He looks like he's five times his size. His nerves, he's eating so much. He has to be sick. He's like, this is simple, folks. There's the blood of three people in his truck.
What a sight.
It's Ron's, it's Nicole's, and it's OJ's. What's the problem?
We're not going to. We don't have the time. We don't have the resources or prepared for it anyway. But Zoe, if you remember back to that trial, the prosecution screwed up so many times. And if you say, if you're a juror, how did you acquit him the first time? Actually, I think it was pretty easy for them not to come to a conclusion beyond a reasonable doubt. Forget about what you know. Forget about the about the evidence that was put in front of you, about the gloves that didn't fit, and about
tampering, not using proper gloves.
About Furman, about how he felt about people in general, about them not even including the low speed chase where he was going to kill himself or flee to Mexico.
Oh, he talked about that. People holding signs up cheering.
None of
the awesome.
Prosecution said, no, we're not going to do any of that. We think we've got it just on the strength of the evidence. And they didn't. It's as much on the prosecution as it is on the jury for that original acquittal.
Yeah.
Make no mistakes about that. Darden's trying to, he's been going through a years-long rehab, image rehab of trying to, present this in the way that, wow, I can't, but what a miscarriage of justice. I agree. A lot of it was your fault, man.
Today's takeaways are coming up next. You will hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life with Awaken180weightloss.com. Check them out. I think this is going to be a Tom Brady related takeaway.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Yeah, mine is this. I think it's the news of the day on Tom Brady is him questioning some things.
You know, when you think about the year, you think about everything. And it's another year in your life where you have an opportunity to do something you love to do. And you grow in ways that you couldn't have had you been doing something else.
You know, it's been good. I think, you know, just holding the space for everyone to process everything. You know, I feel like holding the space for Tom to process it. He's been much better this time than the other times, you know. Yeah. But I feel that, you know, now their dad's job has finished. And now actually they're really happy because they get more of their dad. You know, they never get their dad.
This offseason is going to be about my family. And they deserve it. There's more to think about than just me. And I think that's what you commit to when you have a family. And they commit a lot to me. You know, that obviously goes both ways.
These last 2 years have been very challenging for him in so many ways. And I think he just want, you know, he tells me, I love it so much and I just want to go to work and feel appreciated and have fun.
It's a big commitment. Sitting here laying here 3 days after the year, getting my Achilles worked on my thumb. And you go, what are we doing this for? You know, what are we doing this for? Who are we doing this for? Why are we doing this? You got to have answers to those questions. And they have to be with a lot of conviction. You know, when you lose your conviction, then you probably should be doing something else.
After hearing that 3 times now, I'm more with Hardy here. He's just telling you.
Of course you are.
He's telling you that.
Of course you're more with Hardy. Oh, yay, just, Tom Brady. No, Tom Brady's awesome. Yay. Tom Brady's not going anywhere.
He didn't say he's losing his conviction. Said, he says you got to have it.
That's when you got to leave is when you lose it. He's not telling you he lost it. He goes, everybody questions why you do it. We all do.
He's certainly questioning himself right now.
Yeah, so is Gronk.
Or at least he was a month ago. There's some questioning
going
on.
Who are you doing it for?
That's a challenging couple of years.
She said these 2 years have been challenging.
Challenging.
Last year because of the suspension.
Some of that could be personal. Some of it could be professional.
Yeah. Sure. See, it's so vague. It's so vague. Because, again, he had the mom's illness last year. He's fighting that. It was killing him. He got suspended. He was fresh as lettuce at the end of the year. They won the Super Bowl.
He was fresh as lettuce at the end of this year.
Isn't that weird? They won. No, he wasn't. He had the Achilles.
I'm just saying, in terms of his performance, he put up the numbers in the Super Bowl he had was great.
His playoff performances were better than almost any
He played through 2 injuries at the end of the year.
That hand looks nasty.
Gross.
How do you slice that like that? I
don't know, but I can tell you today that I'm looking forward to hearing Chris Gasper on this, who will be in on Felger Maz with Jim Murray today. Ooh. Little weekday edition,
nice
of Gasper and Murray.
He's cute.
So that was your favorite part. You think about?
I just think there's something to this.
Okay. Well, my favorite part was when they called Gronk.
Is Gronk going to be okay for the next game?
He should be. Hey, how you doing, babe? How you doing?
Babe, I'm an animal today. Nice job.
No, you're an animal. Just so you know that.
How you feeling, honey?
I'm feeling way better. I just actually laid down for an hour and a half.
That was a miracle of us winning without you out there, just so you know. That was a miracle.
Unbelievable. Dude, how does Danny get so good in the playoffs?
That was unreal.
Is he saying, like, Danny sucks all year? How does he get so good? He's so bad the rest of the time.
Does your wife call any of your friends honey?
No.
How you feeling, honey?
He calls everybody babe, though.
Yes, I think so. Some friends.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't.
It's a nice term of endearment.
I don't actually misname friends.
Longtime friends.
Yeah.
John.
Very loving people. It's
long-time
nice.
Longtime friends.
Hi, John.
For me.
I know.
That was Hardy's favorite part, though.
Yeah.
My favorite part was...
Poplo, honey?
Or talking during Hardy's headlines. Hub headline. Last one.
Daniel Tice has a torn meniscus.
How you feeling, honey?
My knee hurts. I'm going to have season-ending surgery. Thank you for asking. Daniel Tice, done for the year for the green.
Going to be okay for the next game?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to play until next season. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports.
How you feeling, honey?
You know what I want for a ringtone?
That was the end of that.
I couldn't finish.
You know what I want for a new ringtone?
What do you want? I didn't hear that.
We can just do this for another minute. The show's over.
Let's all sing.
Hey, what do we got here? We got Murray, Gasper. Who's Christian, doing the headlines?
Christian Arcand.
That Arcand kid.
Wow.
Welcome aboard. Look at you, huh? It's funny putting a voice with the face.
Not sure Freddie T could pick him out of a lineup today. Is that what we asked
Fred
him?
Couldn't name three people that work on a weekend.
He thought that Tim Donovan was a made-up name.
How much of an elitist is Fred?
Oh, no, I wouldn't call him that. That's not...
Well, that's kind of... He drives a Jag. You know, lives right here. Hey, it's pretty... He's getting up once
he lives in a house.
Got a board.
Thinks he's all
he
big.
He got a soundboard.
Living in a house.
Why's he got a car. Soundboard?
Driving things.
Two kids and a dog.
Elitist. Limousine liberal.
I love when Murray's got to run a show. It's just, it's a different Jim Murray.
Why
he's
are
like,
you dressed up?
He's intent now. Look at the intensity he's picked
up. You stepped up.
Gotta be serious now.
He's yoga clothes. He has his yoga clothes on underneath. Yeah. Then you put that shirt over it.
Yeah.
You don't wear shirts
what
that are that nice.
What man goes to yoga?
You don't wear those shirts to here
what,
to
say
this
again?
Studio.
What man goes to yoga?
The quarterback who you lust for every single Sunday during
his
football
wife
season?
Makes him nice. Do that.
Yeah,
he never
sure.
did this in
yeah.
back in the
try
day.
Try it sometime. It's great. Hot yoga.
He did. He's straightened
right
up
his,
literally and figuratively. His shirt here today.
What do you got today,
Murray? For the simulcast. For the